As of late this afternoon, the number of COVID-19 cases in Arkansas is at 875. With 16 deaths. That's according to the Arkansas Department of Health. It represents a gain of 45 cases in the 24 hours between the Sunday press briefing from the governor and today's. Oklahoma's Department of Health is reporting over 1,300 cases with 51 deaths. Governor Asa Hutchinson says he is extending distance learning for state schools through the end of the school year.
We're not going to allow in-school instruction, but we will continue with the alternative methods of instruction through the remainder of this school year. So for the remainder of this school year, there will not be in-school instruction. I know this is a hardship, but I think the teachers, parents, everyone is prepared for this.
That announcement came at today's press briefing in Little Rock. Arkansas's Secretary of Education, Johnny Key, says Arkansas AMI, a cooperative effort of Arkansas PBS and the state to provide alternative methods of instruction, will continue through May 1st.
That gives school districts time to develop. It gives them about 3 or 4 weeks from now to develop plans to move forward with their AMI in their district.
Key says the state's expectations for educators and students are pretty straightforward for the rest of this unusual academic year.
One is to be flexible. Our schools and educators should set reasonable expectations for time on task when developing their AMI plans. It is impractical to try to replicate the school experience when children are at home. So we need to help parents and students by establishing flexible schedules for learning that consider that they may need access to learning supports outside of the typical 8-to-3 school day schedule. Another expectation is that our seniors will graduate. We have previously issued guidance that seniors in good standing as of the end of the third 9 weeks will be considered to have met the state requirements for graduation. This does not mean that that seniors are done for the year. Local requirements are still in effect, and we still expect our seniors to continue their work.
And the changes just don't affect the class of 2020. Johnny Key says he thinks there will be a ripple effect for next year.
Into next year, so we're going to start working to determine what that net effect is and how to best mitigate any problems that can't carry over from this year to next year.
You can keep up with how COVID-19 continues to affect our region and the state by going to the COVID-19 page at KUAF.com.